Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today, 7 at the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us later on in this hour to work on your heart. Hopefully you don't have an achy, breaky heart. You know what happens to a lot of people who have heart problems, Jay? They get that way because they're trying their control freaks. People who are angry, this is not everybody because some people have... they are born with heart problems or things that go on in their body that aren't natural or normal or not what you'd like to have. You know, in a perfect sense, we have a perfect body, and sometimes it gets messed up. We eat the wrong things. We drink the wrong things. We smoke the wrong things, and it has an impact on our heart. A lot of times, there are things that we do also beside that sort of thing that affects our heart. You look around, we're consumed with anger. All of the things, people who are afraid of this and afraid of that, and the people, news media folks and social media folks who project their fears onto other people. Think about that. We all understand what it's like to be in control. No question that we all get that. And in some ways, exerting control is a survival skill. Because people who feel like they're not in control, they don't know what to do. And I think, you're in charge of you. Being in control of your life, your body, that's cool. You are in control, or you need to take control and empower yourself. That's a word that kind of gets overused, but it came into my mind here, thinking about controlling behavior, which is kind of negative. Controlling yourself is important. Controlling others is not. And there are a lot of people who have, look around you. All the people that are trying to control you, the government wants to control what you do with your life. This is the rule. That's the rule. You have to do this. You have to do that. Best example was during COVID and how our lives were taken over by people who wanted to control us, and they were successful. To a large degree, right? We had 2 years of our lives not being our own. We had to behave in ways that were acceptable to the government. And to people who had ideas, they thought they were right. Okay, swell. To a certain extent, they were right for some people, but not right for everybody.
Yeah, and the fear with some of the unknown regarding health-wise stuff.
Right.
Especially anybody who already deals with health issues, or they have somebody that they love who's dealing with health issues, and it was a scary time, just the unknown of it, and then you're being told you can't go here, you can't go there. Mm-hmm. Some places were being fully shut down while others weren't. We were in Tennessee during this time where Nashville, Davidson County was fully shut down. All of the surrounding counties, business as usual, and most of the people from those counties travel into Nashville. So it was just one of those, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Exerting control over other people is unnatural. It's not normal. You control your life. Don't interfere with the other lives that are around you. You need to help support your children. To be sure, when children are growing up, they need rules, they need regulations. They need to know that they can do this and they can't do that. And that's important. It's up to you to control the youngsters in your life, because that's your job as a parent. But there's also a need to teach them what's right and what's wrong, and not necessarily according to what you believe. I know that a lot of folks believe in a certain religion. They want their children to grow up and live their lives around that religion. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Same thing with politics, same thing with a lot of different... A man who is a plumber wants his son to be a plumber with him. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But let them decide. That's the bottom line when they get to the point where they can. And then there's the everlasting discussion that we seem to be having about the children and their sexuality and, you know, controlling. It's that whole thing is a, what a can of worms. Oy. All right, speaking of controlling, we have all these politicians that are trying to control the world. Joe Biden has made a serious mistake. I believe yesterday or the day before in a speech, he was talking about billionaires and we got to get them to pay their taxes, to pay their fair share. So he said that billionaires in America only pay on average 8% in taxes. That is 100% incorrect. The richest 1% of the people who live in this country who pay taxes, they pay 25% of the taxes that are collected by the federal government. I bet you didn't even know that, right? He started his speech, look, folks, you know how many billionaires we have in America today? 1,000. You know that the average tax rate, federal tax rate, is 8.5%. Raise your hand if you could trade your tax rate for 8.5%. Think, and actually, that's, I don't want to use the term lie. I think that there are, you know, in terms of what Biden does, I mean, it's no secret that I'm not a fan. And but politicians everywhere, they come out with all of these speeches and they tell you things that aren't true. Trump is always telling people things that aren't true. And the people that look at the primaries and the stuff that's come out of the mouths of the people that are trying to get your vote, it's garbage, most of it. It's nonsense. And but you'll hear Biden say stuff again. You can be sure when the what is the annual state of the state of the country, the state of the union, the speech, whenever that is, and he's running for president. This is his argument to impose a 25% tax on all taxpayers with wealth greater than $100 million. So he says that would raise $360 billion. What are they going to do with that $360 billion? What do they do with it now? Nobody ever says, we're going to raise this much money to pay this bill or that bill, or it's going to go here, or it's going to go there. It's just, we got to raise more money. You need to pay more taxes.
That's a speck of a dent. Yeah, that's barely even a speck of a dent in the national debt anyway.
Right. It's baiting the audience. I guess that's the best word I can come up with. The effective tax rate for people who have that much money is 23.1%. And so the taxpayers who are in the 400 wealthiest taxpayers in the country paid $127 billion in income taxes last year. I don't see that I don't see anything. I actually think that that's wrong. These people are responsible for, remember, jobs don't just come out of thin air. Unless you work for the government, one of the 4 million people that work for the government in our country, that money comes from you and from me. And we get our money because we have jobs. And jobs are created because somebody is invested in an idea or a platform or either an individual or an idea. You look back to, I think I started this and I actually was nosing around yesterday. I had some time. So I'm beginning to prepare my taxes. So, okay, what can I dig up that I can talk about that'll be relevant to the people who are in our audience? And so I went back to the 16th Amendment. Remember I talked about, I think I said it was the 13th Amendment, and it's not. It was enacted in 1913, the 16th Amendment. The line reads as follows, quote, Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived. Now, what Biden wants to do is expand on the definition of income, whatever source derived. So it doesn't say income, but it's been interpreted to mean income. But that's why people say it's unconstitutional, because the phrase from whatever source derived, laying collecting taxes on income from whatever source derived, you know, that can be investments, it can be work, it can be whatever it is. So anyway, your tax rate is determined by the percentage of your income that is part of what you make, whether it's what I call a passive income or active income. So if you earn $50,000 a year, you paid $5,000 in taxes, your average tax rate would be 10%, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. But the numbers in your paycheck, this is the thing. Rich McFadden and I used to talk about this all the time. If everybody was paid with a check, and on the check there was you looked at what was being deducted. Mostly it's taxes or fees or whatever it is. If you belong to a union, that comes out of your pay and that sort of thing. What you contribute to.
Whether it's income tax, state tax, some of them don't have it. If you have RITA, Ohio, looking at you, well.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I don't mean to, I'm not going to belabor this point. I just wanted, I lost it. When I, as I often do when I see these discussions of taxes and go get the rich and that kind of stuff, I'm by no means a rich person. I'm rich in many ways, but I've always invested my whatever money I had into this radio program or into my farm or into taking care of my children. That's it. I don't have, you know, I maybe put my hands on a couple of bucks if I had to in an emergency. But I continue to work because, A, I need to. For lots of reasons, not only because I need to pay my bills, but because it's good psychologically for me. I'm one of those people that needs to contribute. Do I have to have three jobs? Maybe not, but that's what I have, and it suits me. But, you know, a lot of the money that moves around to keep things going. And that's, you know, people who work for some company and they get a check and they're happy to have 8 hours a day, you know, devoted to what it is that they earn so that they can pay their bills, they can enjoy their time, take a vacation, all that sort of thing. That's great. But I think what we are doing here in the name of politics, Democrats seem to want to always tax the rich. Republicans say, no, we need to keep more of our money. And so, all right, that's pretty much, that's a general statement, but think about where your money goes. I think that's probably what the lesson is in my conversation here. Where does your money go? What do you do with it? 18 past the hour. Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something, I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin Consulting, who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts for the week of January 22nd to the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen. Mind-blowing. And if we don't refer to anything else, the fact that we're at the end of the month of January already is a mind-blowing discussion in and of itself. These stories are important, but think about time and the construct of time. I know you and I are both fascinated with quantum physics and the things that we don't seem to be able to understand. And I find each day is more, not frustrating, because there's so much more information that's available. You know, people are all worked up. One of the topics here, continuing number six on the story list, is artificial intelligence. And yet we have so much human intelligence that's being used to discover things, to plot courses to get rid of diseases. That story this week from Mars, that little helicopter. Did you see the video of that little helicopter? It was up there trying to find out whether there was life in the history of Mars, the planet. Of course there is. Of course there was at some point in time. But this little helicopter, it's bigger than a drone, but it takes 8 seconds. Somebody down in Houston pushes a button, or I think it may be at the Jet Propulsion Lab. They direct this helicopter, and 8 seconds later, it does what they told it to do.
It sounds sort of like the connection we have sometimes between us on the air.
Yes, it does. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the speed of light. Information travels at the speed of light through the electromagnetic field, and it takes 8 seconds for the signal to go from Houston to the thing, and then it takes 8 seconds more for them to hear whether or not it worked. It's 16 seconds.
Yep. You know, I would like to spend, if you don't mind, a couple of minutes. If you go to talkers.com and you're reading folks following this fabulous format, this news talk format, and what goes on, there's an analysis, and it's not too much in the weeds, because I think it's worth, a lot of people are really into what we do and how we do it.
So there's one of your editors has an overview of ratings and how the ratings work and how many people are listening to news talk radio with reference to various cities and various stations and stuff. The public knows that they like it, but does the public understand how the system works? I think it's maybe because I'm much of an insider myself, but I thought it would be worth a minute or two of your time to talk about how the ratings work. How do people who do ratings, how do they know who's listening?
Well, radio listenership has always been a mysterious process, whereas selling records, selling box office tickets, selling books is more tangible. There's box office. Box office has two meanings. One, exactly how many dollars go across the counter, and units are sold, and people are involved, and how much money is made. Radio, on the other hand, is conducted in mystery. Nobody really sees who's listening, and there's no machine that could measure everybody listening. Sort of the way we do now with internet stuff. Yeah, how many clicks, how many views, blah, blah, blah. So, there, all of these different methods have been designed over the years, like writing down what you remember listening to the past week in a diary, and then the people at the ratings company headed up. Now they've got a thing called the portable people meter, which plugs into some stations. You wear it, and you can hear what. And that's complicated. The answer, in a nutshell, is radio ratings are inexact and subject to a lot of error and exaggeration. Mm.
We don't exaggerate our ratings, though. We know we're number one. All right, Michael and I continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Give me as president. The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
You're listening to President Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He's urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill, but it's tied to Ukraine funding.
Folks, the bottom line is our economy has grown more in the last 6 months than it ever did at any point in Trump's entire 4 years in office.
Now, the president claims Bidenomics is working, but a new Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home.
I was the guy who sent every one of you those $1,400 checks.
Wife Jill Biden campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Graham Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my Graham's on Good Day.
Now, I admit to not knowing what that's from. Most of the time, I can figure out what's the...
I think that's from Friends.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's an iconic scene where they're moving a couch up a staircase.
Uh-huh.
And the couch won't fit in an area unless they pivot.
The entire time we were moving into my apartment, my dad kept saying, pivot, pivot.
So that's obviously well known. I don't know. I never watched a lot of Friends. I like the feeling of the six of them together.
whenever I did see them, and a friend of mine, actually, Brendan's wife's mother was a producer on that show, and it was apparently quite a great experience for everybody. So, anyway, it's good. Most people remember it, and I didn't. So what's wrong with that? I'm not perfect. There are lots of things I don't know anything about, and that makes me vulnerable, which makes me, I think, a good human being and a good radio host. We all need to be a little more vulnerable, if you will. And then there are other days I may feel vulnerable some days, and other days I feel quite astute, frankly, and confident about what I'm doing, not only in the air, but with my decisions and other things I'm involved with. Do you find yourself pondering your career, for example, or your decisions that you make with the people you live with? Do you make long-term plans? Are you clear about what your intentions are? Do you have passion in your work, in your life, in your heart, in your mind? It sounds like I'm Joel Osteen. But I think that these things are they're part of what we need to include in our life. Your work is to make a better life for you and the people you care about, and you explore opportunities all the time. Infuse your life with passion. Get excited. Consider things. You know, like your job, my father used to say to me, the day you wake up and you don't want to go to work, you better go find another job. But how many people, I think we said this yesterday, the day before, Jay, spend their lives just waiting until it's over, right? Oh, my God, when you have so much potential. So what options can you consider today, whether it's your work, whether it's your home life, whatever it is, what can you do to...
finding that work-life balance?
Yeah. Passion, excitement, motivation, energy, all of those words are great. I think they contribute to a level of success and fulfillment that makes people's lives worth living. The old Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, nobody remembers him probably but me. He wrote a book called, and he did a radio show called Life is Worth Living. And it sure as heck is. The more you dedicate yourself to your tasks and to, it comes to a point with some that it's effortless, right? You just automatically think about somebody else. And here's an example of that. A teenager invented a gadget which will transform dementia care. And this was done because he was concerned about his grandmother. This youngster, self-confessed nerd, loves robotics, loved his grandmother. And so he created this new invention that will greatly improve care for his grandmother and ultimately for Alzheimer patients all around the world. This kid was 12 years old when he was out and about. The summer of 2018, he saw his grandmother go into the kitchen to make tea. When she left the room, she left the gas on. She couldn't remember to turn it off. So that got him to thinking. He knew what was going on. And so his grandmother diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I guess that year or the year before. She since has passed away, but this kid invented what is called the Alpha Monitor, which is a badge-like monitoring device that sends alerts if the person wearing it wanders off, is in unfamiliar circumstances. Mm-hmm. Apparently she used to get up early in the morning, go outside. She thought she was on a train. And so this young kid, very smart, interested in his grandmother, as I say, came up with this device that was wearable. And it's like it kind of looks like a heart, a pacemaker thingamabubber. Only it relates more to your mind than it does to your heart.
Yeah,
I love this
and it
kid.
Sends
he's
a feeling
in high school.
To loved ones. Well, he even had enough wherewithal, too, he was like, it can't act like a watch, it can't be like a watch, because if it's uncomfortable, if it gets heavy, if it's something that people regularly take off, then the patient could possibly take it off. It has to be something that they wouldn't barely even notice that it's on them. And
exactly. Yeah, like
and it's Bluetooth
fidget.
Capable, yep.
In a sense, yeah, something like that. All right, well, that's a good news story. If I've heard one today, that's a good one. I'm looking around at the political landscape. It's going to be hard for us to, as much as I don't want to, it's going to be hard for us to escape some of this stuff, Jay. So we just have to live with it. I have, remember, was it last week, the week before, I said, and I certainly can't be the only one who is thinking this, the most vulnerable issue for Republicans is Roe v. Wade, more specifically, and the ramifications of abortion. And then the Democrats have this immigration albatross around their necks, and they don't seem to be able to get out of their own way. Neither of these parties. That's kind of why I say they've become irrelevant. The parties haven't done, you know, they keep talking about this. They keep, you know, we know what the problem is, but what's being done? Nothing. Because they can't get out of their own way because they're all too busy worried about being reelected. That's it. In a nutshell, all the problems that we have in our country are related to the electoral process. And to, maybe that's a big statement, but that's my feeling, that the parties become so beholden to certain events, certain issues, certain people, certain groups, that they can't get out of their own way. And thus, you have these gnawing problems that aren't getting taken care of. Trump will bounce all over Biden because of the immigration issue. He'll point to the wall, and people of both parties are going to agree with him because it is a disaster. It's a mess, and I think it's fairly easily fixed, but I must be in the minority. But I'll tell you one thing, Jay. What I'm looking at when I nose around in this arena, the issues that young people are interested in, the young voters who have been polled so far, and the youngsters who are voting, first-time voters in a presidential election and in the primaries and that sort of thing, if you're under 30, pretty much all of you are leaning left of center. And you'll make a difference voting for Democrats. A lot of young people under 30 like Joe Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, whether you like it or not, those people are going to have, that's where when you look at the polls, that's where the strength is coming from for Kennedy. He's attracting younger voters by far more than either Biden or Trump. Trump has very, very, very few. You can count them on your hands, people under 30 who are going to vote for Trump. And for in the mainstay, that's the same problem that Biden has. But Kennedy doesn't have that problem because he's not beholden to the Democrats. Democrats despise him. And the Republicans see him as a problem taking votes away from Trump. So as far as I'm concerned, hooray. Right? Think about it, though. If you have children that are under 30, do you talk to them about what their political preferences are? And do you listen to them if they disagree with you? Or do you shut them out? Because you don't want to have somebody...
Their own opinions, not just...
Of course they do.
Opinions off the opinions of others.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of youngsters are doing, you know, we talk about all of the stuff with the, you know, smartphones and devices and stuff. But I see a lot of these young people who are digging around. They care deeply about social issues, especially. They care about the economy. They care about their job, affordable living. You know, there's this whole thing now floating around about there's an article over the weekend that I read on the plane that focused basically on the renting society. That is, people who are not of all ages who are not buying homes anymore, they're renting homes. They either don't want to or they don't have the money to put into a down payment. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't like the interest rates on mortgages, so they'll rent.
The down payment and the property tax will get people. And
what's
astounding is that the monthly rental fee is typically it's more expensive than the monthly mortgage fee.
Yeah,
but
right.
It doesn't take into account that down payment and the property taxes again.
Yep.
And then if you live in an HOA, those are additional fees. It's a lot.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the latest foolishness from Trump is he threatened to blacklist anybody who's giving money to Haley at this point. So he must be worried about her, because otherwise he wouldn't pull all some of the stunts that he's doing. You know, just the usual nasty stuff. If you are donating to Haley, you'll be permanently barred from the Magagas. Okay. All right, Donald. Do your thing. Here's the Pope speaking of people doing their thing, Jay. Holocaust Remembrance Day on his mind. He says this should remind the world that war can never be justified. Amen to that, Pope Francis. Recalling the extermination of the Jews. Call for, this is a Holocaust Day of Remembrance, I think, isn't it this week?
It's Saturday.
Do I remember that? Saturday, yeah, okay. He referred to the commemoration, which is something this year that people are concerned about because of what's going on with the Israelis in Gaza and the rise in anti-Semitism all around the world, and mostly due to the ignorance of people who don't know what's really going on there. The remembrance, condemnation also of the extermination of all the Jews, this ought to be on people's minds, and it's on the Pope's mind, obviously. Italy's Jewish community denouncing the anti-Semitic sentiment in their country. France, same thing. The head of the Jewish community in Italy announcing that marathons around Italy that have traditionally marked past Holocaust Remembrance Days have been canceled this year because of security concerns. Once again, here we have people that don't have a clue that are protesting you can find, certainly criticize how Netanyahu is running the war, but there's way, way too much anti-Semitism brought about mostly by ignorance.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I always love this theme. All right, Chuck Curry is here to talk about film, television, certain forms of entertainment. It's Movie Moments on the Good Day program. All right, Chucker, what's up with that theme and what we take away from us playing it at the moment?
Actually, this day in television history, January 27, 1976, Laverne and Shirley premieres on ABC, a spinoff of Happy Days. I believe they put it in the 8:30 slot right after Happy Days. And then after a success, I think they put it on Thursday nights at 8 to sort of anchor the Thursday night lineup back in the day. It ran from 76 to 83, starred Penny Marshall, Cindy Williams, a great supporting cast, and a very good show, and did great in the ratings in the 1970s, early 80s.
Right, yeah. No, it was a good show, fun show. A lot of fun shows at that time. The comedies today are so phony and fake, and the fake
laugh.
Well,
they're just different. The sitcoms today primarily just want to make you laugh, and they'll use vulgarity as much as possible to get you laughing. Back in the day, there was more character development and more connection, I think, to the characters on a human level. Here's one other one. I think you remember this. January 28, 1970. I think it was 1973. Barnaby Jones premieres on CBS.
Oh my God!
I didn't catch it in its initial run, but when I used to come home from school, they used to air repeats on CBS Channel 2 locally in New York, and I used to watch that show all the time with my mother. I love that show. Actually, it's a good show.
Yeah, it's fun. I see Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to team up again for a new Netflix crime film about kidnapping animals, which I thought was interesting. And one wonders again why these two are working, obviously getting a big paycheck.
Sure. I got to be honest with you. I almost cringe when you use the word Netflix in movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, after the story I talked about yesterday, I'll give you an example. Like this weekend, right, is one, basically one movie in wide release. It's called The Underdogs. And it's saw Snoop Dogg. I don't think it's going to do much box office, but he plays an ex NFL football player who gets in trouble with the law, and he has to do community service and coach a youth football team. Now it's
boring.
It's produced by Amazon MGM, right? This is the same company that doesn't want to put Roadhouse remake in the theater, just release it straight to Amazon. The budget on this film, Doug, believe it or not, is $30 million. Now, they're throwing away $30 million in the production budget on a movie that stars Snoop Dogg. When, let's be honest, I mean, if you or me were going to finance that and we had the money, I mean, I wouldn't spend more than a few million to produce that film. $30 million? It's never going to get its money back.
Yeah. Robert De Niro was interviewed yesterday, and the focus was not on his movies, but his nine-month-old daughter.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it changed his life, and he started to cry about how beautiful his daughter is. His daughter's name is Gia. Yeah. The lady he's with right now is Tiffany Shen. And he says when he looks at his daughter, it makes his worries go away. I thought that was kind of...
Listen, I think that's great. That the issues, some, you know, the criticism, and it's, you know, I don't have a right
his
to
age.
Criticism. It's his life, right? You don't.
Exactly.
I mean, but the reality is he's 80 and, you know, it's probably not, he's most likely not going to see the kid when the kid's a teenager going to high school,
mm-hmm.
or at least graduating high school, you know.
Yep.
But again, it's his life. He's got a right to do whatever he wants to do.
All right, so what's we got this one movie this weekend. What are your predictions for the box office? Pretty much the same thing as last weekend, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to point out, you brought up a story yesterday on about Netflix and Halle Berry, right, that the fact they scrapped the movie. Now, with the top of my head, I don't know where to call the title, but I know the story. Okay, they shot the movie 2 years ago, it got delayed. They've been working on post-production, and Netflix came and said that they don't want to spend the money on the post-production effects because it deals with, it's a sci-fi movie, so they scrapped it. So they shot the entire movie, and they're going to basically bury it because they don't want to spend the money to do post-production effects. They deem it more than they want to spend. They never did that, you know. They never ever did that stuff until they scrapped the Batgirl movie. Now you're starting to see more of that stuff. Tax write-offs.
Jenna, let's see here. Jenna Ortega and Catherine O'Hara are in Beetlejuice 2. What's the scuttlebutt that you hear? Is it as scary? Is Beetlejuice a scary
film? Well, yeah. Well, listen, it's gonna be a lot of interest. It'll be one of the bigger movies, I think, probably released in 2024. Michael Keaton back is Beetlejuice. Tim Burton back to direct.
Right.
You know, the first one came out, Doug, in 1988. Think about that.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. I was on the radio in 1988. Thank you very much doing this program. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday, 59 past.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.